Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron, and on the line I've got Naranō Renata. Good morning.
Māori e koutou mā. Ai, ngā mihi ki a koutou I tēnei wā te wā o Ngāhuru tata ki a Takurua. So we are moving very quickly into the winter months. Very quickly. And that firewood is really important, that we've got that dry firewood somewhere tucked away and in the house, really.
Yeah, well, if it's not tucked away right now in the middle of town, we're getting rain, so...
Yeah, and people need to make sure that they've got enough firewood. It's going to be a long winter, and it's going to be a cold winter.
Is that the word? That's what it's going to be?
It's going to be. It's already arrived, and it's unexpected. But these changes in terms of globally are going to be like that for a while, for a very long time. So we just got to go with it, really.
Yeah.
If we can, and get all sorts of support, especially for our older folk who are navigating this in ways that younger, you know, when you're younger, you've got perhaps more energy and you can, you know, get the firewood in. Well, just, you know, take a moment to think about the elders in our community. Maybe you can offer to, you know, bring some firewood in for them if they have a fireplace. A lot of people do not, but things like that, you know, be aware of how those changes affect the different age groups in our... We're not all young and fit and...
Yeah, we know the passage of time, we know what it does.
Yeah, well, maybe we do, but how do we respond to it as well as a genuine concern for our community and hapuri? You know, put that consciousness back into as normalise it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're taking care of each other. The topic that I have has come to mind is called rāhui.
Yeah.
For many, it's just a word, and it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, yeah. But the essence of the rāhui that has just recently been lifted yesterday in our community was actually on for a very short time.
It was, yes.
Yeah, and it was a very specific geographical area that we were asked to not enter the water. People, you know, there's this thread of kind of like, oh, is there a rāhui? I know when I was down at Manu Bay and I did my karakia the morning I heard of the drowning, I went down there specifically to do so. There was a lot of inquiry while I was there. There were people there wanting to go in the water, and I said, best you don't, not at the moment. I said, you need to wait for the tohunga, the elder of our community in Hapuri, to make a decision. And I said, it's likely that a rāhui is already in place, but people may not hear it. I don't know. How is it shared?
Facebook. In fact, I didn't see the announcement for it, but it may have come over I don't know when it came, but I just saw right this morning, I saw yesterday's Facebook announcement that it had been lifted. So it's...
Yeah, so you don't get notification in the radio station either that there's a rāhui.
No.
Yeah, that would be useful. I think the more social, especially radio, I heard a friend say to me, oh, young people don't listen to radio. That's not true. You know, young people, they were making a blanket statement. They said, oh, we don't listen to radio. I said, you don't. I said, but there are plenty of rangatahi that actually do, you know.
Well, the reality these days is that there's so many different streams of media that you... If you want to get your message out, you just kind of have to go to all of them at once. It's the only way to make sure you reach everybody, and you know we're just one part of that.
Oh, absolutely, and a very significant part. You may not realise it ourselves, but just imagine if we didn't have our radio station. I know there's another one, Tractor, eh? And there's one actually in our street.
Oh, where you are, right? Yes,
in Kaituke, so. You know, there's people on the airways logging in, listening. It's not visual. It's not only visual, it's audio.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You know, if you get a message, you need to be on everything now. It's actually quite, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is. Yes, absolutely. And I think when you miss that coding, like, you know, some people will have gone, oh, I didn't know that. And you think, well, it's fair enough, actually, because there's no one way of informing each other. However, having said that, it's also, we have lost a lot more contact with each other because we go on to different social medias.
Yeah.
To receive this important information, and some will never hear it. They just never connect to it because it's yeah.
Yeah,
and
no matter how hard you try, you can't get everybody.
Exactly. And yes, this Vāhui was important for us to understand why they are put in place for us as a community hapuri for our benefit.
Did you want to start with what we discussed off there about me giving my rather brittle understanding of a rāhui?
Yes, please. I'd like to know, what was your understanding of the rāhui?
Yeah, so it's not very deep, obviously. I know that in practical purposes, it means keep out of the water and maybe off the beach for the time period until the rāhui is lifted. The reasons being, I would be hazarding a guess a little bit that it's for health and or spiritual reasons, but I couldn't say anything more than that, and that is, as I said, I'm kind of guessing. So, I mean, I have respect for it, but I don't really understand the detail, I would say.
Yeah. But that placing of a rāhui, that responsibility lies with the tohunga in our community, so it's generally not the place of anybody.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's really important to understand that because it's a responsibility that's taken very seriously because it is to protect us as a community and a hapuri. So around, and maybe not even to understand fully the impact of a rāhui because there are it's a ritualistic ceremonies, you know, with the placing of a rāhui. The karakia are actually expressed in Māori, and the lifting of the rāhui, that would have been done in te reo as well. I'm sure it can be done in many other languages as well. And, you know, there's nothing to stop people from going down and offering their own karakia incantations during that time, to send their aroha out to the whānau who have had a shock.
Yeah, and that's what you were doing yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I felt the impulse really, really strongly. I went, oh my gosh, this family, whoever they are going to wake up to this, this story that their child has lost their life. It's going to be absolutely, you know, change their lives. And it brings me to the story that was shared regarding the stabbings in Bondi Beach that was on our news.
I missed that.
yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't exactly something that I would normally receive, but it brought back to me how fortunate we are here, that we have these protection mechanisms, this kaua in Whangaroa from our tohunga who you know, conducts these ceremonies of rāhui. Because I honestly believe that they need to have some elders go through that more and do prayers to help people to regain their confidence to go back there, and also just out of respect for the loss of life that took place in a community in such a public place. Those things are not considered or they're not done or considered normal, but in the minds of those of us who hold tikanga and practice protocol as Māori, they're essential. They're absolutely essential to our well-being.
I imagine that the indigenous cultures of Australia have something that they do in that regard, but they don't hold such a prominent place in Australian life as we have here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there was this place outside the mall. I imagine it was outside the mall where all the flowers were placed. People were coming because people didn't know what to do. Mm. They wanted to show their respectfully their deep sadness for the loss of life under such a horrific condition, situation. And, you know, fair enough too, but the elders, who are the elders of that area in Bondi who can actually bring back those ceremonies so that people feel they can hold together and, you know, not feel like, oh, I'm not going in there again. I'm not going to go into that mall.
Mm.
To lift the Māori, because, yeah, you can feel it. We often talk about different... One of the things that, well, I don't know in your world, but in my world, in terms of travelling around Aotearoa, there are very specific places on the road where accident-prone, they have a lot of accidents, mm. and what you'll find, there's one I'm thinking of right now where a major battle took place, and it's a roadway, and there's always accidents there. It's in Waikato. It was a major battle that took place, and there was a roadway placed on top of it, a major roadway, like a highway.
That is kind of putting a road across a gravesite, isn't it? It's kind of like
Would you, if you thought, oh my gosh, my great grandmother was buried here, and now it's a road, and people don't know that, and
Isn't that part of the colonizer's tactic of making a new history for a site?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very deliberate, but it also doesn't only hurt those who they're colonizing. Those who will be hurt by that disregard is everybody. That's the thing that we're not understanding. It's, yes, you can colonize the land, but look what it affects every single human being that is within that is on that land, or wherever that is.
That location,
That mentality. It's a mentality of basically, if you're not useful to me, well, then basically I have to rip you out. You're not useful to me.
So I don't know. A few minutes ago, I gave my kind of thin understanding of what a rahui was about. But can you give us more about what that was about? What the reason was? The reason it was done traditionally, and what the expectations and the purpose are for a rahui?
It's a really good educational invitation to people to be alerted. Firstly, they won't know the person. They may just know there was a drowning. The specific area highlights that maybe that area is also dangerous, and to look out in future for that specific area behaves in a certain way, and you know it's somebody you might find, somebody will also say, oh, that's not unusual. Of course, that's where the body went. That's where they always go.
Right.
So there's historical knowledge of those areas that builds up over time. That's how it works, and it becomes the rahui is more of a to bring not it's not only but out of respect for tangaroa, for the life force of the tangaroa, for human awareness, for us to be aware that. You're not in charge. The sea is always in charge.
Yeah, especially out that area.
Right, there it is. That's the information.
Yeah.
You just said it.
Yeah.
Especially out that area. Now, how do you know that? Because you're a local.
Mm.
And the person who lost their life was not a local.
That's what we're hearing. I should say we haven't had any media release yet about from the police about who the person was, but we've been told through the grapevine within Raglan that it was not someone local, and we would know by now, I guess. You know.
And you will hear this from the locals. Oh, yes, that area.
Yeah, yeah.
That totally tells us everything. Then we know, oh, right, that's why the locals don't swim there. They don't go out that area, or they wouldn't swim at night, you know. I mean, you look around and you go, well, there's nobody here. Well, yes, there's nobody here because this is not the best time for you to be in the water. You know, there's all kinds of indicators that the local people have local knowledge. If you don't, how do we ensure for the protection of those who come into our community that they have enough information to guide them through this local knowledge?
Yeah, the only thing you could do would be signs, and I imagine there probably are signs saying something, but I don't really know what they are because I don't myself swim there very often. I can't remember. But I don't know.
And the Rahui is really also that was placed and was lifted is those special karakia incantations that help things to settle down again, to go back to some sort of normality, or give us more confidence, some more confidence that, okay, we can put our feet in the water. But it will take a while. It takes a while for Māori to do so, you know. Well, I'm not in a hurry to go down to that area, you know. It's only been a matter of days. And I think that's because of the nature of this, what has happened was so dramatic.
Yeah, yeah. You said it was quite a short Rahui. Is that because the body was found quite quickly?
I'm not sure. I think my experience has been that the Western people can't handle long rahuis, which was more ideal.
Okay, right.
And suitable, but we like things done. I couldn't answer that. I would say that our kaumātua, our tohunga, would have to share his whakaro on that because he has given that. He has given those conditions on the rahui.
Yeah.
But in times, ancient times or in times past, a rahui would go easily for a year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And we wouldn't like that. I can feel it already. We'd go, oh my gosh, that's too long. But it's not. It's actually nothing in terms of a lifetime. And there are reasons. There are more reasons of you know, restoration of the Māori of the area. You're restoring the Māori of that whole area. Because, it's a very significant spiritual practice. Mm. And, yes, it has been undermined by Christianity. It's not something that the Christian world would find desirable to consider. That's my understanding, I think there are rituals within the Christian church as well. So we just had a really big one through Easter.
We did.
And it was pretty big. So, you know, I think accepting that our indigenous people, mana whenua, also have their rituals and ceremonies and kaua and tikanga, and really respecting that is very important. It's a very important part of our community hapuri, actually. I'm very grateful for the teachings that come in this very specific area of the West Coast.
Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you a question? This might be is kind of ignorant. Is there such a thing as a permanent rahui, or is that a different concept?
A permanent?
Yeah.
No, permanent rahui and not desirable.
but would that also be just a site that's tapu?
Oh, tapu and noa.
Yeah.
Restriction. Rahu is a restriction till something changes. So a rahu, something changes in the place where the rahu is placed. Like a rahu can be placed on a seafood bed.
Yeah.
So that it allows the kaimoana to mature.
Yep.
So
yeah,
it's
yep.
a rahu. So there's restriction. So that's actually to do with the natural cycles. It's following natural cycles and to enable, if you are receiving your food from those areas, that there is an abundance and also the timing of collection. So I do know, you know, like just sharing about, you know, surfers that go to Manu Bay and to Whale Bay, they often take, you know, some of the kaimoana from there while they're surfing. And some of it's undersized. Well, not undersized, that's not a word that Māori would use. They're immature.
Okay, yeah.
They should be left in the water. And that's like a rahu. It's like, now's not a good time to harvest.
Yeah, so you said to me off the air that one possible word for rahu is prohibition, and you just used the word restriction as well, so I guess that's a way of translating it to the English.
It is. It's so a prohibition is to guide us into why you should not harvest from an area. I was living in Howick at the time when Cockle Bay went under extreme rahu, like I think it went 2 years. And that was because the community that came in to harvested all year round. Mm. And people knew, but there was no law to say they couldn't. Because you could take a certain amount each day. Well, that meant Cockle Bay, which is in that part of from Howick,
yep.
Cockle Bay became depleted. And for it to restore would take at least 2 years, at least, because it had been depleted. So, yes, restriction. Restriction is really important for the sustainability.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're talking to Ngaronoa Renata. It's our Kairongoa segment. We're talking about Rahui, and the most recent Rahui was lifted yesterday after the death out at the beach. Unfortunate death, at least. Other people survived, but it's been a rough old time around here for people trying to stay alive in the water and on the roads. Would anyone ever apply? It'd be hard to apply a rahui to a road. That would upset a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it did, and it does. But there's also it's also good to have that awareness. What we do, what I've been part of. Is if we're travelling through that area, we actually travel together. If we're travelling as a rōpū,
yeah,
and we stay close together, and we put the kaumātua in the middle car.
Mm.
It's just something. It's just something I probably take for granted, but we're very protective of the ope who are travelling or of the rōpū. If we're travelling through areas we know that are particularly what we call spiritually hazardous, and I just know them. They're just known. Everyone knows. Oh, they go, oh, not that area. Oh, there, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we then, you know, we take perhaps an initiative in that way. We go, oh, you come with me, and we'll go in this car, and we'll all go together for protection. You know, something to consider and to be aware of, and as you're travelling through to... be more vigilant.
Yeah.
If you know.
Well, yeah, and honestly, when you look at the map, there are maps with all the fatalities on our roads and the crashes, and they're everywhere.
So. Well, they're actually quite specific. You know, I know that one out at here, just out of Raglan. That's been happening. There's been a few deaths right on that area there. Tanata, going into Tanata.
Oh, around there? Yeah.
Yeah, be good to. I don't know if the Kaumātua have done karaki around there. I mean, I certainly know that that's an area I take care myself all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So, Ngaruna, did you have anything else you wanted to add to the conversation?
No, I think that was all from me this morning.
Okay.
And I hope that everybody has a beautiful day and takes care of their whānau. And, just look after ourselves as we go through these cold spells that have arrived.
Yes, they have. Yeah, more rain on the way. Patches of rain. Yeah. Summer is over.
Yeah,
it'll come.
Yeah.
It's all right. We know it comes back.
Yes, it does. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, is to remember te hokinga mai. It will return.
Yeah. All right, Ngaruna. Thank you for your time this morning.
Aye. Ngā mihi ki a koutou. Kia hora te Māori noa.